Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, one more hour of it, and then you can pick it up on the podcast. If you missed anything live, go to KFIAM640.com and look for the John and Ken podcast on the John and Ken page, or use the iHeartRadio app, John and Ken on demand. A wild weather morning, and the big story comes out of Montebello, where I'm looking at the video now. You can see debris flying in the air as a very dark funnel cloud started forming over Montebello and then apparently tossed or ripped off the roof of a business. And it's very bizarre looking. KFI's Blake Trolley went out there to get a firsthand report to find out if this was a tornado or a landspout or whatever. Let's find out more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, guys. I ran into Carlos Grande out here, and I said, Carlos, didn't we move out of the Midwest markets to not cover tornadoes?
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the perks of coming out here? Well, anyways, guys, an absolute mess has been left here in Montebello, where a suspected tornado has ripped through the area. Videos of this began circulating almost immediately after the wind event happened around 11 a.m. The videos, as you mentioned there, Ken, just showing debris swirling in the air. Mistakenly, it looked like shredded pieces of roof. There were other pieces of debris in that. I saw a video of this and I go, there's no way this is actually real. I honestly thought it was a hoax. Tornadoes just don't happen in Southern California. Well, it was very real, including for this guy who says he woke up, opened his door, and saw that debris swirling through the air.
Yeah, you could see everything, all the debris and everything. And when it finished, pretty much I even called my little brother to get away from the windows because I know it felt like it was a tornado. When it finished, I look outside, the garage was broken, most of the trees were down, the debris of the roofs, the ceilings, everything was all on the floor.
What do people's houses look like in your area?
Oh, they were destroyed. I mean, like I said, there was trees, there was branches, parts of woods, ceiling, roofs, and all that were like all over, debris pretty much everywhere.
So a lot of people have damage is what you're saying.
Yeah, we have damages in our house. The front house of the tree just pretty much collapsed too, it's broken. Most of our gates are broken. Some windows from the cars, trucks, semis even got hit and they're broken too.
I asked him to evaluate how much damage he thought happened to his house. He said he's thinking he's out about $20,000. Guys, he showed me videos. And his back fence, it was like a thick wood kind of picket fence, just completely ripped out of the ground. He says a lot of his neighbors' houses are in the same condition. Right now, we're waiting for police to let us pass that barrier. I spoke to another guy, guys, but I'm going to have to paraphrase what he says because he literally doesn't understand what the FCC is. But he said, I was trying. trying to generate the tones to beep out what he was saying, and I literally couldn't get it done in time.
Ran out of tones.
I ran out of tones. But he says that the wind actually just pushed him. I mean, you know, a few feet. He said it nearly knocked him off his feet. He says he looks into the sky and he sees two fences just going flying through the air. There's a public storage building here, guys. And I had no idea it was a public storage building because the panels that you usually see on a public storage building where it says public and then storage were just ripped off and sent flying into a neighborhood. One of the guys I spoke to out here says that the pee from public ended up in his front yard. As far as some of the issues that were also, you know, caused by all of this, police had to direct traffic because lights were out. It looks like a big power outage happened. We're working to confirm how severe it was. It sounds like it happened for about several hours when I pulled in one of the gas stations here. Its lights were off. They had to put caution tape up. The pumps were off. Across the street, that gas station took on some damage. It sounds like some debris flew through its windows. And really, guys, it's just a mess everywhere you look. In front of me, there's a guy having his windshield replaced because debris hit his windshield. And then behind me, there's just a big piece of ceiling. It's unclear where exactly it came from, where it started. It's hard to actually see any obvious damage.
Well, stuff could be tossed miles.
It can be. I asked the guy who found the pee in his yard. I said, how far do you live? He's like, you know, a couple football fields away. So it really sent it flying. And really, when you look at that public storage sign that was ripped off, it was a clean rip. I mean, it just clearly came off. So as for if this was an actual tornado or not, guys, the National Weather Service is actually sending out a crew right now to assess that. I asked them how they do that. Apparently, when a tornado comes through, they're really going to look at the damage that this thing did to determine if they're going to classify it as a tornado or not. They're sending a crew from Santa Barbara right now to the area. It doesn't sound like wind was very strong in the area before this thing came ripping through. Apparently, with tornadoes, they happen pretty randomly, or at least quickly. The forecaster I spoke with said, yeah, when a tornado comes through, it's not like it starts getting windy and then all of a sudden a tornado forms. She says they form up pretty high and come down, and it's 0 to 100.
Was there any more detail on supposedly someone was injured in this?
Yeah, so one person was injured. We're seeing reports of that, but I've called the fire department a couple times to get more information on that, and I'm still waiting to hear back, guys.
People can get sucked into tornadoes and go flying.
Yeah, and one person told me, he goes, you know, I was telling people to close your doors because so many people were outside trying to film as all this debris is just flying through the air.
No.
So the fact that only one person was injured in this social media generation.
It can turn you into a missile because they can pick up, you've seen the videos, it can pick cars up, all kinds
of. Oh, yeah.
It can pick up thousands of pounds.
I remember, sidebar here, I remember when I started my news career, I started in South Dakota, and I was so excited to be there until I was walking through the mall and I saw a tornado shelter. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, these things happen.
Yeah,
but you don't get to go in the shelter, you have to cover it, right?
No, yeah, no. Exactly.
These news guys have to go right there to the scene.
He has to broadcast live being
storm chasers, right?
Sent miles away. All right,
Blake, thank you.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it's called the Enhanced Fujita Scale that measures damage caused by tornadoes, EF. And in California, they are rare. It says the first one that's been recorded was May of 1949, 10 miles northwest of Fresno County. But it only reached an F1, which is between 86 and 110 miles per hour. So while tornadoes can occur here, they really normally do not exceed what they call F3 strength. That's 165. And those are probably more of the Midwest type.
Oh, yeah. Here. Yeah. I mean,
on record, no tornado has ever exceeded level 2 to date in California.
Yeah, they get, I think, F5s. They can get over 200 to 300.
F5 miles. Is over 200 miles an hour, yeah. And the category of violent.
Yeah, then you're done. That's when it leaves cities flattened and people disappear.
Yeah, so again, and the categories, well, look at that. Supercell tornadoes are the first category. That come from a supercell thunderstorm are the most common and the most dangerous. Underneath that is the land spout, which is a narrow rope-like condensation funnel that forms while the thunderstorm cloud is still growing and there is a rotating updraft. And then there's a water spout, which is similar to a land spout, but it happens over water.
Did you ever see a funnel cloud in person?
The only time I came close to this, I was in Louisiana. and I was actually driving from New Orleans to the lovely panhandle of Florida through Alabama. And when I was in Alabama, there was a tornado warning on the radio, and I looked up and I thought I saw a funnel cloud in the distance, but I kept driving and didn't want to spend any time waiting for it.
I saw one in Florida once as it was receding back into the cloud.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like something from outer space, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very exciting.
All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah, you wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, no way. No.
You would get thrown so far.
That would be hysterical, John.
This is something else to keep you up at night now.
No, I have enough to worry about.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, it's the podcast, John and Ken on Demand. And you could hear this show and whatever you missed or play it over again.
Yeah.
And that's right. After 4 o'clock.
Share it with your friends. Have a cocktail party around the podcast.
That's a good idea.
The Moist Line is available, too, for your messages. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the reliable, good old Moist Line number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll give you an update after the news at 3:30 on the LA Unified School District strike. There's been a couple of things that happened this afternoon, including the presence of Mayor Bassetti. Karen Bass has injected herself into the negotiations. We'll tell you what that might mean. And the district did inch up its offer to the workers. And again, these are not the teachers that are on strike. The teachers are on strike in sympathy. They want their own separate 20%. These are the support staff, the bus drivers, the custodians, cafeteria workers, and the classroom assistants, to name a few. We'll bring you the full story coming up. And we need to clarify one thing about salaries. It's been prominent in the headlines, particularly the El Segundo Times, about what these workers are making. That'll all come up after the news at 3:30. Well, there's nothing that they don't think of in Sacramento to propose in a new piece of legislation. And this time they're coming after your candy. Yeah, if you like Skittles, it is the proposed bill by a legislator, Jesse Gabriel. Assembly Bill 418 would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and distribution of food products that contain what he says are five chemicals linked to cancer and other health risks. One of them is titanium dioxide. And titanium dioxide, who reads the ingredients on candy packages, but it is an ingredient in Skittles. Skittles are a very popular candy. They're colorful little round pieces of candy that you chew on. And apparently they do contain titanium dioxide. Now, when you look at a story like this, the first thing you say, well, how many Skittles would I have to eat to die of cancer from? That's always the question, right? We've had these cancer scares since the 1960s.
Yeah, most of them are nonsense.
It is. I mean, we have those stupid signs in buildings, right? That you can get cancer from the building.
I've seen Skittles.
Was that Prop 65, was it, or something?
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, they have them in most businesses now because virtually everything has some cancer-causing element in it. What Skittles, I mean, I've seen them. I don't think I've ever had one. Is that a chewy candy?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's a chewy fruit candy.
So all different colors.
Right. Yellow and red and green and...
What does the titanium dioxide do?
I don't know, and I can't imagine it's a big element of the candy.
Well, because there was a lawsuit claiming that Skittles are unfit for human consumption, but the lawsuit was dismissed in November.
I'll be like you now. How many people have died because they ate Skittles with titanium dioxide? Who's got the actual verifiable scientific numbers?
Well, that goes to your first question. It's like, how many would you have to eat even if it was true?
And if you're a child, I mean, do you die by the age of 25 because you ate a bunch of Skittles as a kid?
In 2016, the parent company, Mars, promised to phase out the chemical from its candies. Wait a second. This media outlet didn't check the ingredients to see if that happened or not?
No, I think it says it did not.
It did not?
It says, I think it said that they said they would remove it, but I don't think they did.
Oh, look at that. Ray has a bag of Skittles here.
Oh, so you're going to take a taste and get some titanium? So here it is. It's a fine white powder or dust that occurs naturally It was first intentionally produced for use as a white pigment in 1923. It's naturally opaque and bright, which makes it useful in paper, ceramics, rubber, textiles, paints, inks, and cosmetics.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe that's what gives the Skittles that bright color.
Yeah, probably.
But you know, there are so many candies out there, you know? I don't know.
Did you like your Skittle, John? Are you feeling sick?
I haven't eaten it yet. I'm looking at the ingredients here.
Don't look at the ingredients.
You need to look at ingredients. I always look at the ingredients.
No, the ingredients are bizarre. Remember, John, we'd have you read the fruitcake ingredients?
Yeah. Well, made of sugar, corn syrup, hydrogenated palm kernel oil.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, palm kernel oil is not good.
And
that
then,
can clog your heart.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you'd have to eat a lot of it. So again, we're back to that point.
Citric acid, tapioca dextrin, modified cornstarch, natural and artificial flavors, colors. And titanium dioxide. Look at that.
Now I have the details. It's used to give the candy a smooth texture or to work as a white colorant. The pigment can brighten other colors, making the food more vibrant and appealing. It has no nutritional benefit.
Oh, they look like M&Ms.
They do look like M&Ms, yes.
All right.
They have gelatin, too, don't they?
When you eat one, it's not an M&M. It's not chocolate inside. It's
I like that. The orange one's good.
I love Skittles.
This started with the European Food Safety Authority.
No,
they started this whole thing.
It's gelatin free.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
But it has the titanium
dioxide.
Yeah,
I'm not going to have it. Yeah.
Well, that's a good taste. I don't think, if I had one, it wasn't since I was a little kid. Holy mackerel, 250 calories per serving. Jesus.
The International Agency for Research on Cancer designates titanium dioxide as a carcinogen, largely due to studies that have found increased lung cancers due to inhalation exposure in animals.
Well, you're not inhaling a Skittle.
No, but you're eating it, so it's probably worse.
Can I just say something? There are so many candies out there, you know.
You already said that.
But you guys ignored me, so I feel like
I need
to say it
again. That's why we ignored you.
Go and get dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is vegan, and it's very, very good and very healthy for you.
Would you shut off the health microphone, lady?
And put some almonds in there.
Oh, he did. He did. Thank you very much, Eric. Good Lord. It's like having the nag in the corner, the food nag. God help us.
She can't do anything. No, she's glaring there, got her hands on her hips.
Yeah, he's got master control.
All right, let her out of jail.
Titanium dioxide
and
various
hand gestures now.
From various products, from paint and cosmetics to food items, or even in baked goods. White sauces, frosting, sandwich breads, and, of course, candy.
Mm.
Yeah, it says in Skittles it helps produce, John, the spectrum of hues. That's why you're looking at the colorful candies.
The spectrum of hues?
H-U-E-S, yes. Mm-hmm. Hues, the color hues.
Well, they are very brightly colored, very pleasing colors, yeah.
All right. I thought I was going to get you again, but apparently the question here was, is there titanium dioxide in Coca-Cola? It's not in Coca-Cola, so, yeah.
You know... I just, out of all the things to worry about.
So the bottom line is, they think that the candy company would remove the titanium dioxide to sell the Skittles in California if this bill passes.
Isn't just the ultimate nanny state?
That's what I mean. There's nothing to worry about.
Jesse Gabriel? Is that a man or a woman?
I think it's a guy.
It's a guy? Jeez.
I have to look it up. But,
I'm going to look him up or her up or whatever.
It's a guy.
There's
a guy, right?
He's a grown man, and he's worried about what's inside a little candy.
Yeah.
An American... Oh, I'm looking up his Wikipedia page. Oh, he's an attorney.
And politician.
Oh, born in Berkeley.
Eastern San Fernando Valley, Encino, Tarzana, Reseda, and Van Nuys.
Graduated summa cum laude from UC Berkeley. This is what we do with all the great minds in America.
Harvard Law School. He just got elected in 2022.
Yeah. So, here's a highly intelligent, educated person, and he's devoting his capabilities to banning an ingredient in Skittles.
Why do we have
so many losers here? Honestly, go get a life.
But don't you want to know if something that you're eating could possibly be dangerous? I like this.
You're talking to a guy who eats 300 cheeseburgers a
year. A lot of things we eat could possibly be dangerous. It depends on consumption amounts and the time factor. And it's like, you know, you got to put it in perspective.
But remember saccharin? Remember all the warnings about saccharin? I stopped. I said
that was wildly overblown.
You have to drink a lot of saccharin.
But I didn't want to take the chance because there are alternatives. Right? So that's how I feel about
candy. Microphone's going off again.
Oh, no.
Not with the alternatives. Alternatives to meat. Alternatives to Skittles candy.
All right.
We're going to find an alternative to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right. Well, the LA Unified School District schools are still closed. Tomorrow would be day three of the three-day strike. However, we found out today that the union behind this at SEIU Local 99, they have an executive director by the name of Max Arias, who's being lauded as a great leader here to bring these people respect. And again, these are not the teachers. These are the people that work behind the scenes at the schools, which is the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the teaching aides, and the custodians.
I can't tell you how much I respect people who throw 400,000 children out of school for 3 days and leave 800,000 parents scrambling for daycare or to find some place for their kids to be. I mean, those are the kind of people I respect, who turn other people's lives upside down, who have nothing to do with this dispute.
Well, the announcement was made today, or at least it came through the news media, that they're willing to strike again. That this three-day strike, if it does not get them what they're asking for, then they will start over with a new strike, and it will be indefinite. There'll be no end date.
Then they should be fired. Especially
like the air traffic controllers in 1980 by Reagan.
Exactly. That worked. That's what happens.
Sample for 43 years.
Well, no, I mean, they've done that in other situations as well. I mean, this is what you have to do. You got to run your business. You got to run the school. You got to keep an airport. You got to keep things going. I don't think anybody should be allowed to strike if it leads to the shutdown of the school district within the within the school year. I think that should be sacred. I should think that should be as sacred as airplane travel. That's just preposterous.
Now, something a little deceiving. The number has been thrown out there that these 30,000 workers in this union only make $25,000 a year. Well, we got a hit yesterday when one of them was interviewed by the Times. A cafeteria worker said, "I basically do this for the benefits. First of all, it is a part-time job. Remember, school is not in session year-round, and it's not in session for 8 to 10 hours a day." That's one thing to keep in mind.
Well, that, benefits. Then that $25,000 is grossly misleading. So how many of them are part-time, and what are the part-time hours exactly? Because I would think a lot of these people might be working like maybe 4 hours a day.
I mean, yeah, how much? I'm seeing 4 to 6.
How much lunch are you serving?
Yeah. Well, they also get benefits. And I saw one person, well, actually the woman in the story, a listener sent a link to her total pay, which is double the $25,000 because of benefits. They get health care benefits. Well, they get benefits.
Well, then that's entirely different. And then you have to amortize it, prorate it according to the number of hours you work and how many weeks a year do you work?
Yeah, that's vital because a lot of the people that we talk about in these low-income groups are often immigrants who work, you know, they're street vendors. They don't get any benefits. Benefits are an important component of your total pay, and they should always be recognized as such. But they seem to be being swept out of the way by just the pure wage number of $25,000.
I mean, everybody knows that they only work 9 months a year. And that's being generous because within the 9 months, there's 2 weeks of Christmas break, there's a week of spring break, there's 10 cockamamie holidays. I mean, honestly, I don't even think they get to 8 months of actual work.
There's an actual holiday for cockamamie?
Yeah. It's
I'm not aware of that.
What is it? It's May 23rd.
The big announcement this afternoon is that Mayor Karen Bassetti has stuck her beak into the talks. She apparently said that she has entered the talks. We don't know exactly how.
What has she
got? Trying to broker an agreement.
Oh, the old broker.
Well, you know, they think now that the mayor is involved, both sides will sit up and get more serious. The problem from what I read, and this could be wrong, is that the superintendent wants to keep sitting down and hammer this out, but this union guy is like, no, he wants his time on the streets. The media loves covering. They're out there in the rain with signs. We keep schools safe. Respect us.
Yeah, he's trying to create an emotional whirlwind to get
public
support.
He wants public favor on his people's
side.
That's
right. And the thing is, you shouldn't fall for that. It's just emotional manipulation. And I realize people are emotionally manipulated all day, every day by stupid demonstrations and slogans and sob stories. But the truth is, they're not making 25 a year. They're making, if you make it on a per hour basis and look how many hours and then count in all the benefits and somewhere along the line, you have to have the ambition to go get a better job or to get better skills or better education. Learn how to do something else. It is not hard to make more money than being a cafeteria worker in Los Angeles. It's not. I'm tired of people who don't have any drive, bitching and complaining about their life. Ultimately, they want more of my money. You know, more pay. For the these unions and the teachers means higher taxes ultimately. Well, that's my money. Why should I pay you because you get up in the morning and you don't have the drive to do anything else, but you want to bitch and complain and blame everyone else for all your problems? What? Why do we have to play this game? No, you go find extra work. You go find a new job.
We understand now that the offer from the district has now inched up to 23%. Salary increase, along with this 3% cash in hand bonus. The union wants 30%, and they seem to have their arms folded. I've seen the school district's offer move from 20% now to 23, but the other side ain't moving down.
Fire them.
And they want an additional boost for their lowest paid workers in addition to 30%.
You know what? Put out in the news media that we're hiring. And offer the salary plus the 23% increase. Offer that. Let's see what shows who stands in line for this. Bet you you'll have lines going from here to San Diego.
And what's this? The union wants the school district to use $5 billion in reserves. $5 billion. What is it?
Prove that. That's their claim. The school district says they have 1/10 that. So somebody's lying. So who's lying? Where, you know, well, instead of covering the stupid idiots standing out with an umbrella over their heads, why don't somebody go and find out exactly how much money is in reserve? And how much money do you need to have in reserve? And it's in reserve for what exactly? Like a tornado hits? That's what I don't understand. These basic disconnected facts are thrown out. And we're paying the bill. So we have the right. They have the obligation to explain this to us. What is the reserve? What's the reserve used for? And I'm sure, well, first of all, last I saw, we had about 2 million migrants come over the border in the last year. I'm sure we can get a few of them to come to L.A. and take jobs in the school system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should just give them to the migrants. Give them a green card and give them the job and tell these people to go home.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I don't normally like to wade into this topic, but I did learn, and really most of it was during the break there, a new term that I was not aware of in the whole gender war thing.
What's that? A new term?
TERF. TERF, T-E-R-F. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I've seen that. Are these feminists who are cranky about transgenderism?
Exactly. Trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Yeah, that's TERFs. It. Yeah, that's catchy.
Well, TERF is catchy, but, it's all because there was apparently a transgender person in a Cheesecake Factory in San Francisco, and of course somebody whipped out the phone. She was sitting there having a salad with her dog next to her, and an old woman comes up with a walker. They start getting into an innocuous conversation. Eventually, their jokes were told, and then the old woman says, "I'd like to show you a scar on my stomach, son." Well, the word "son" didn't work too well with the transgender person, who said she corrected the misgendering, and that got the old woman cranky. "You know, I'm a TERF, right?" And that's where the conversation took a deep turn.
All right, but
which sounded like it might get violent.
Well, I see this is where I get confused.
Right, now I can explain it.
But what gender did that person appear to be?
Female. The dog looks like a woman, but uh-huh. It is, well, I don't know, clearly, but it's a guy who changed to a woman.
Oh, because,
and I looking at the picture, I could see that was a guy, kind of.
I see. So the old cranky lady referred to this person as a guy.
The old cranky lady must have realized it's San Francisco, right? This was originally a man, so I'm going to call him son. And that didn't go well with the person that now identifies as a woman, saying, "Excuse me, but you could say daughter, but don't say son." Here's the quick explanation. TERFs have several theories, but they all claim that trans women are really men who are the ultimate oppressors of women. So if you're confused, because when you hear radical and feminist, you think they're on the woke side.
So the
what is their issue here? But now you're really a man and you're an oppressor of women.
I see.
I don't think dressing up as a woman or changing your parts to a woman, that's not gonna change my attitude about you.
You're not fooling me.
Yeah, that's kind of where it goes.
This is the crowd that hates men so much that they hate men who've become women.
Correct.
I see.
Yes.
Boy, that gives me a headache. Though. You know, I'm trying to track that. Is there anything better to do than debate this stuff?
All right. On a related topic, not really. Well, sexual in a way. The Las Vegas Raiders have a new quarterback. It's Jimmy Garoppolo, the former 49er quarterback, and he's being welcomed to the city of Las Vegas by a brothel, which has said in very clear terms, he gets free sex for life.
Is that right?
Yes. This is the Chicken Ranch. I've heard of this place. Caitlin Bell, one of the workers there, is, "I almost fainted when I heard Jimmy sign with the Raiders."
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of her. Wow, she's got quite the upper. Anyway,
quite the set
he deserves free sex for joining our team. He gets free sex for life from us because he's such a legit babe, is her quote.
Uh-huh. Well, he's a very good-looking guy.
I know. I guess he's not married. I don't know.
I don't know.
apparently the report was in this story that he did once date a woman who was in porn movies.
Then he'll fit in.
Maybe Stormy Daniels is interested.
Well, that's another generation, though.
You see, she's calling in extra security because she feels like she's being threatened by...
I bet she's...
The Trump lovers who think she's still causing trouble for him.
Yeah, he's single.
Oh, so there you go.
There you go.
Anytime he feels the need, he can just hop over to the brothel.
There aren't many men who get that kind of offer in life.
There are not too many. Exactly right. Free sex for life. See, athletes, make sure you protect yourself from the diseases.
See, athletes get all the perks, don't they?
They do. Exactly.
All right. Well, Conway's here. Did you hear that? Jimmy Garoppolo is getting offered free sex for life from a brothel in Las Vegas.
Is that right?
From the chicken ranch, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, that's the offer cool made deal. Public.
You ever
made
been
public.
There?
I've never been there.
I'll tell you a quick story about it, though.
Tim is a married man.
I had two
John.
Friends that went.
Not all his life.
Yeah, no, I had two friends that went, and they took a limousine from Las Vegas in a downpour. It was raining the entire night. They finally got out. There was an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. And they spent an hour, 2 hours there. And then on the way back, that one of my buddies said to my other buddy, he goes, hey, did they put a black light over your privates to check for, you know, lice?
Oh.
And he said, yeah. And he goes, and then he says, and what's that spray they put on afterwards? And my other buddy goes, what spray?
Oh. Oh, dear.
Very quiet ride after that. A couple of feet separated them, and then it was a couple of yards.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I don't know what
making
you got
sure
going
nothing's
on there.
Nothing's jumping around. What do you got? Always has these stories for our show.
No, see, I should have known better. As soon as I brought it up with him, I should have known.
I like Ken's reactions.
There we go.
Okay, we'll talk about stuff more exciting. The tornado happened.
Yeah.
LAUSD is on strike and the mountains got snow.
I see where you're going with this. He's like the brooding kid in the corner. All right, you're going to make me talk about this. This is how I'm going to deliver it.
Okay, all right.
But I got another brothel story when we come back.
At the beginning of the show.
All right. It involves crabs?
All right. It does.
Ding dong.
All right.
Ding dong.
This will be good with dinner.
Yeah.
Crusher is the news live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.